One of the things that you've clearly used to overcome this is changing your appearance. You've kind of, you know, you've physically changed, haven't you? The photographs of you, if I look at them.
No, it's called adolescence. It's called growing and changing.
Yeah, but even the shape of your face has changed.
No, it has not. I've had no plastic surgery on my face, just my nose. It helped me breathe better so I can hit higher notes.
But are you, Michael, are you honestly saying that you've only ever had one operation?
Two.
You've had two?
As I can remember. Yeah, just two.
But if I look at some of the photographs of you in your adolescence...
Yeah, I changed. People change.
But even after, when you did the Thriller album, your lips are very different now to what they were then. But they do look different.
No, sorry.
You don't think so?
Nope.
But you know, on a serious point, in some ways I can understand it, because...
I'm happy with my lips.
No, forget the lips, but specifically, but...
And everybody in Hollywood get plastic surgery. Plastic surgery wasn't invented for Michael Jackson.
No, I'm not suggesting it was invented for Michael Jackson, but what I'm saying is, sometimes people go too far. Sometimes, if they've got a lot of money, and they have an opportunity, sometimes they can think, oh, I'll do things, especially given your childhood. I mean, while we've talked, I've begun to understand how difficult that was for you, how unhappy you were as a child.
Yeah.
As an adolescent, how unhappy you were about your appearance. You told me in Neverland that your father used to insult you. You told me in Las Vegas your father used to talk about your nose.
Yeah.
So I can understand why you wanted to change your appearance. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want...
Just that, though, not the whole face, just the nose. They try to say, why do you keep changing it? It's not true. It's just the nose, you know?
Even though the shape of the face is different.
Because I changed my...
How have you changed?
I was a little kid.
I'm talking about pictures of you in your 20s.
No, I'm still... I was changing. I'm telling you the honest truth. I don't do anything to my face.
Honestly. We broke off, but not for long. Next up were my worries about the children. When I was talking to Prince one day, he said to me that he didn't have a mother.
He said he didn't have a mother?
Yeah, I said, Prince, where's your mummy? And he said, I haven't got a mother.
That's right.
Did you tell him to say that?
No.
What do you think he means when he says, I haven't got a mother?
Like he said, he didn't have a mother.
Do you not think, though, that your children would benefit from contact with their mother?
No, because she doesn't... it's private information. She doesn't... She can't handle it.
She can't handle her own children?
She preferred them be with me than with her.
Did you know that she didn't want to have relationships with the children when you married her?
Yeah. She did it for me. She did it for me.
So just so that I understand this correctly...
She's a wonderful person, too.
She knew that Michael Jackson loves children.
Yeah.
And she knew that Michael Jackson wanted children.
That's why.
And
she said, you need to be a daddy.
Right. She said you needed to be a daddy.
Mm-hmm.
More than she needed to be a mother.
Yeah. And she wanted to do that for me as a present.
As a present?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's a gift. I used to walk around holding baby dolls.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted children so badly.
What you've just said is that your wife gave you two children as a present because she knew you wanted to be a father.
Yeah, that's a lovely gesture.
Well, it's an incredible gesture.
Yeah, there are surrogate mothers who do that every day. That happens every day in the world.
Is that how...
It's happening right now.
Is that how Blanket was born as well?
I used a surrogate mother, my own sperm cells. I had my own sperm cells and my other two children. They're all my children, but I used a surrogate mother. And she doesn't know me, I don't know her. And that's how I was born.